What we're going to look at now is the ability to use our sensory acuity. Now, sensory acuity, what does that really mean? Well, what it really means is simply the ability to use our senses. So, obviously, what kind of senses are we going to have? We've got visual, auditory, kinesthetic, to a certain degree, olfactory and gustatory. But we can pretty much delete those to a degree because you're not going to walk around licking people or smelling them to actually take in much information about them and their problem. And you might do to a degree, but probably not. So why do you want to learn it? Why would we want to learn about sensory acuity and why would we want to increase it? Well, if you think about it, what we're saying about a person is, what's the most important thing, important information about a person is? Their behavior, because well, that's where NLP is born out. It's more behaviorist than anything else. So therefore, if we're looking at behavior, what we want to be able to do is we want to be very finely tuned, aware of subtle differences in people's behavior, if you like. Because it's those subtle shifts sometimes that can give away the most information to us. We've got to really tune ourselves into these minute changes that are taking place. And I think what we're doing in NLP is, because we're obviously calibrating on physiology as well as voice tonality and things like that as well. And what we tend to do with physiology, though, we don't have giant generalizations that things mean something else. So just because somebody has their arms folded, it doesn't, for example, mean that they're closed and they're being defensive, for example. It doesn't mean that. What we would do is, we're saying in NLP, is we calibrate. What do we mean by calibrate, guys? What does that mean? That's another one of those fancy words. Anybody know what that means by calibrating? It means measuring, really. What it means is you're calibrating one thing another. So if we see when they do this, for example, you calibrate this goes with this particular state, for example, then when you see this again, it probably means they're in the same state. But you've got to calibrate the differences, for example. Or again, for example, they tend to go up here when they're doing something, that may mean one thing. So again, when they do it, it'll probably mean the same thing when they're doing the same thing again, all right? So some people with eye movements, they think they know when somebody's lying, for example, but it's not as simple as that. You've got to first calibrate when they're telling the truth and you know it, and then when you're not sure they're telling the truth or not, where they go to, for example. So it's about looking at spot the difference. You remember like spot the difference, like pictures you used to get? That's what it's like. It's about developing that whole sensory acuity to see difference and to be able to see sameness at the same time. So what we're looking here to do is we're going to switch off all mind reading. We're switching off all mind reads at this time when doing sensory acuity. It's like it's a blank canvas almost. And we want to really, really fine-tune. This is like, what we're going to teach you here is really fine distinctions. Because sometimes I can look at somebody, for example, and because I've calibrated them, I can see when they've made a change. And if they've made a change, they've moved just a small bit. If I can then reinforce that and shape it in some way, I can take them on a new, different destination somehow. But if I make a mistake with that, I may reinforce the wrong thing. So you've really got to develop this really fine-tuning of sensory acuity. So there's a number of things that we're gonna look at that can actually help us in discovering how to calibrate on physiology. So let's have a look at those now. So we've got, first thing, skin color. And when we say skin color, what we mean is the color of skin, whether it goes from light to dark. So even though you may be dark skin, for example, it can become darker, for example, if, for example, the person is blushing or something like that, for example, become a darker color or a slightly different hue. So we're looking for those differences in skin color, whether from light to dark. Or we could be looking at skin tonus, that is the tone of the muscles. So, for example, if somebody's, for example, they're frowning or they're stressed, for example, you know, like that, for example, you can see there's a certain pattern. Now, here's what's important about this. The reason we don't use phrases like frowning is because what? It's a mind read, okay? But really what we're saying is this has a certain kind of, you know, if you were to look at the real sensory-based information here, although you label it frowning, there's a certain sensory information to do with the muscles of the face and the skin tonus here. as there is with this, for example. So you're looking at all these different facial expressions and what they mean, for example. Yes. Yes. Well, okay, so the thing about, I've personally had that experience, and there are a number of things that you're going to calibrate on. So it may not be that you see the change there, you may see it elsewhere. And I'll give you a little tip for doing this in a moment as well, because there's some common mistakes that people make. So skin tonus, so is the facial muscle symmetrical, non-symmetrical? Is the skin shiny, tending to imply there's more tension in the face, or is it more matte finish because the face is more relaxed? What do you notice? Okay, and you're calibrating on the differences. Breathing, very, very important. With breathing, there are two things. We can calibrate on the rate of the breathing, as in whether it's fast or slow, generally speaking. And also the location of the breathing. Is it coming from low down in the abdomen area? Or is the breathing very high up, maybe in the throat area even, very high up indeed? Looking to calibrate the differences there. Okay, some other things we can calibrate on. The lower lip size here. This may not work for the Botox people, for example, but if you're non-Botox, then lower lip size, for example. You know, again, you could say, are they smiling or not? But again, that is a mind read, okay? Because, you know, maybe they're just farting, you know? You don't know, you see. You don't know. So the thing is, you've got to calibrate on the lower lip size, you know, and so forth. If there are lines and it's more relaxed, for example, that's different to when it's stretched, for example. So you've got to look, and again, there'll be fine differences in between those, you know, like differences of lip size and what those things could mean. So you're calibrating it all the time. You're thinking, what state is this person in, and what am I seeing that's associated to this state? All times, okay? Because all behavior, all change, everything is all state dependent. So you've got to get really focused on this. And then finally, the eyes. So do the eyes appear focused, for example, or are they kind of defocused and glazed over when they're talking? And also pupils as well. And it's not easy to see for everyone with dark eyes, not quite so easy to see. And if you pay attention, you can. The pupils themselves, are they dilated? Okay, or are they not dilated? So are they shut or are they open? Again, that will give you a lot of information about a person, especially at the unconscious level. Okay? And also everything else that you can see as well, you can calibrate on. So, what we want to do is, we've got to differentiate between the sensory-based and the hallucinations that we have, okay? And so this is one exercise that we'll start this off with.